meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, the recording has started.
Thanks, Desiree. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance. Today we are the 9th of February, 2016, and the time is 17:05 UTC. Let's start with a roll call, please, Desiree.
Okay, in the room we have Olivia Chapin-LeBlanc, David Maher, Dengesh Varma, Erin Borisova, Mark Buell, Matthew Shear, Ms. Marilyn Cade, and from staff we have Agus Ramage, Nigel Hickson, Benny Markovsky, and myself, Desiree Cabrera.
Thank you very much for this. I believe Agus Ramage is also staff as well, as you might have not met. But and have we missed any names by any chance? I'm not hearing anybody say their name out, so the roll call is complete. Today's agenda is going to be primarily going to be looking at the preparation for our two Marrakesh sessions, the face-to-face session and the public session. So we have a number of links in front of us on the agenda, and I've also sent an email to the mailing list just a short while ago. Is there any additional other business to add to this agenda at this point in time?
Olivia, just if I may, at the end, under any other business, just to update the group just very briefly on the preparations for the OECD ministerial. It'll only take 30 seconds. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Nigel. We will do that. I'll make note of it. If I do forget, please remind us. So the agenda is adopted with this small addition, and we can now go into reviewing the action items. And the action items from the last time were first from our last call on the 29th of January was for Nigel Hickson to submit a work group proposal placeholder text for the WESIS forum with the ITU. Now I understand Nigel has sent this placeholder text to the ITU. Can you please confirm this?
Yes, thank you very much, and Nigel Hickson for the record. I have indeed submitted the placeholder text I circulated to the group as part of an overall submission that one has to do for the WESIS Open Forum. One has to complete, essentially write two or three essays, really, on what one would like out of the WESIS Forum before one can just propose a workshop. So I'll circulate the whole document in due course. But indeed, I spoke to the ITU as well, and in due course we can discuss with them and obviously discuss with this group what the sort of timing is, and of course we can update it in terms of the different panelists and contributors and things like that. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for this, Nigel. It's Olivier speaking, and I note the second action item was to bring the discussion on the Marrakesh agenda to the mailing list for everyone's feedback. That has been done as well. Are there now any comments or questions, I believe probably primarily to Nigel, regarding the input for the WESIS forum? I don't see any hands being put up. I believe that we will, as you said, have plenty of time to revisit this and actually part of the proposal of our work in Marrakesh during our face-to-face meeting will be to work more to prepare for that workshop, and perhaps at that point we will be able to focus a lot more on what we want. But please, Nigel, thank you for filing this, and certainly please let us know when there are more documents available. Please do share them with the working group, and perhaps we will be able to comment on these as they are produced. With no hands up in the room, let's then move to agenda item number 3, and that's an update on the CSTD Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation. And for this, we have Nigel Hickson again.
Yeah, thanks very much. And I think this can be brief, Nigel Hicks, and we've discussed this before. I just wanted to bring the group up to date. So the CFDD Secretariat posted a notice on their website on the process for setting up this working group on enhanced cooperation. For those sort of new to this particular issue on the call, the WSIS, the UN General Assembly resolution, the output document, called in the resolution for a resumption of this working group on enhanced cooperation, looking at essentially how governments could contribute to the internet public policy processes. This working group is being set up by CSTD, which is a commission under UNCTAD at the UN here in Geneva, and Peter Major, who is a Hungarian diplomat and currently the chair of the CSTD, is proposing to chair this working group and has set out a process under which it will be set up. It will have 20 government members, 5 members from international governmental organizations such as the ITU, etc. It'll have 5 members from civil society, 5 from the technical community, and 5 from business. And there's going to be a sort of nomination process put in train over the next few weeks for nominations to be made probably by the middle of March for this working group. And of course, our discussions here aren't just on the technical community, but of course business people as well feed into that process. There was the call on the CSDD website asked for comments by the 8th of October, I did draft something, but on behalf of ICANN, but not haven't put it in yet. But I mean, essentially, the composition of the working group is as I outlined. I think Marilyn Cade is on the call. She has historical knowledge of this and can no doubt comment on this as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nigel. Olivier Capanablon speaking. And I note that Matthew Shears has very kindly put the link to the CSTD announcement in the Adobe Connect chat for anyone who is interested having a look at the actual document. So thank you for this. Marilyn Cade, are you able or wishing to comment a bit more on this? I see her on the Adobe Connect, but it looks as though she might not be able to speak at the moment. I'm unable to hear her. I know that there is always a little time it takes for the dial-out to go in effect. Oh, okay, so Marilyn is typing. Any other comments or questions to Nigel on this topic? I don't see anyone putting their hand up. Just my own comments, of course, it's very important follow-up to what we have seen in New York, and I think we should keep a very close eye on this. Probably the reason why the suggestion was made for us to have a discussion specifically on this in Marrakesh to inform the wider ICANN audiences about this. But we will touch on this in a moment in agenda item 4. So in the meantime, are there any further comments or questions on this? Update on CICD working group going once, going twice. And no, Marilyn, unfortunately, we are not able to hear you at the moment. So Desiree, if I could ask you to work this one out with Marilyn, please. And in the meantime, let's then move to agenda item number 4, the preparation for the Marrakesh meeting. Now, you will notice several links in the agenda. The first two links, the link to the GAC high-level meeting and the Marrakesh meeting schedule, are just there for your information. But then we had a discussion on the mailing lists regarding the proposed agenda of the two sessions that we have. The first session that we have is taking place on the Wednesday. That's the face-to-face working group session, Wednesday at 10:45 a.m. And we still have much work to do on this one. We haven't really discussed, spent much time discussing what we're going to be discussing there. There was one proposal about the WESIS Forum workshop preparation. Obviously, that's our next target, which will be in later on this year. But the input that we've received so far has been about the public meeting, which takes place on a Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And a first draft was sent a while ago and shared in a previous call. We received some feedback. Further discussions have taken place. And I've just sent about an hour ago a second draft, which you must have all seen, because I've seen the flurry of activity on the mailing list in response to this. And what I was going to do was to take you through the process, through the different parts, one by one, and see if we could have consensus on how we should move forward on this. Are there any first overarching questions or comments before we start going on a step-by-step basis? And Desiree, is it possible to perhaps have that email put on the screen to be shared for those people that haven't got the ability to both be on the screen and also look at the agenda? There is a link to the agenda that's also in the chat. And the document which has the email is actually linked to proposed agenda on CCWGIG public meeting in Marrakesh.
Let me try to put it up there if I can.
Okay, now I'll keep on moving whilst you try that. So the first, the three major parts in that public session in Marrakesh. The first one is a GAC high-level meeting takeaway, and that's just going to be a quick summary of the results of the GAC high-level meeting that would have taken place on the Monday of that week. Because, of course, I know that there will be some people that will have attended the GAC high-level meeting, but that takes place in parallel with other sessions, so many people will have missed that, and it would sound or feel as though it's a good idea, especially when it comes down to internet governance, it would be a good idea to get some feedback from the GAC, or at least a little summary with maybe the GAC vice chair coming and explaining what happened. I know that Farzaneh has asked, but why should we have this? It just feels like a good idea, a good opening to the session, so as to be able to get the discussions going, and feeling that the GAC will probably not only deal with ICANN matters, but obviously there's a lot more that the high-level meeting is going to deal with. You actually have a link to the GAC high-level meeting agenda, and you can see how complex and long it is. Are there any comments or questions on this? I mean, is there any support for not having this this GAC update?
Actually, it's Marilyn. Can I speak in support of having it for just a minute?
Yes, Marilyn, please. You have the floor.
Thanks.
Marilyn Case.
Thank you. We only have a high-level GAC meeting once a year at the ICANN meetings, and this is the first high-level meeting after the conclusion of the six-month WSIS Plus 10 process. And many of the governments who will be attending were keen allies in helping to support the continuation of the multi-stakeholder role, both to support ICANN and the IGF, but really helping to ensure that the focus at the WSIS Plus 10 review was on the appropriate items and not on calling for a takeover of ICANN. However, having said that, I think having a brief readout from what was discussed at the high-level GAC meeting is of interest to all of the attendees at ICANN. It should be short, Thomas is noted for his brevity, but it also helps to reinforce the message to the governments to seek to stay around and to attend these meetings where they hear the rest of the messages. And I think that in and of itself is a really important outcome for us, so that the governments are able to say to their something that many of us don't understand is that when the government representatives get travel funding from their government to come, it often ends as soon as the communique is over. So having this other event that is on their radar screen and is important to attend can help us in the long run to keep the governments in the room, acting with us and not separate from us.
Thanks for this explanation, Marilyn. Very helpful. Any comments or questions? Seeing no hands and no objection or no counterpoint to this at present, so then let's take it that we can proceed forward. Now, I'm reluctant to make decisions on the call and say, okay, fine, this is cast in stone, but we can certainly note that the people who were present here don't appear to have a problem with that, and relate this to the mailing list, and then we will continue the discussion on the mailing list. Now, I do see Matthew Shears having put his hand up. So Matthew, you have the floor.
Olivier, can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can indeed.
Okay, perfect. Thanks. I'm just wondering about the balance of time between the WSIS plus 10 process and implementation versus openness discussion. Because what we really want is to generate a robust discussion. And I'm just wondering how that's going to work if we only have 20 minutes.
That's a good point, Matthew. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. That's a good point. You will notice that we have 75 minutes total time. At the moment, 30 plus 20 plus 5 doesn't come up to 75 minutes. So these are just rough timings, and I think that we can indeed change the timings, and we could add another 10 minutes, so we could have an equal amount of time on WSIS plus 10 and on the debate about fragmentation versus openness. So that would be 65 minutes with the GAC high-level meeting, which gives us another 10 minutes or so if we have a little bit of leeway for the usual mumbling that I do at the beginning of a call or the closing off of a session. I mean, would 30 minutes be feel a lot more balanced? Yeah, okay, excellent, thanks.
Olivia?
Yes, Veniva Markovsky, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. Just to add to this, I think the WSIS plus 10 review is important, but do we have an opportunity to say there and the way forward? Because what will be happening at the UN and in the UN system post WSIS 10 is equally, if not even more important, because the WSIS plus 10 is now over. It's good for people to hear what happened, but it's also good to hear what will happen based on that, so that people have better awareness of the facts from the UN.
Yes. Thanks for this question/comment, Vinny. It's Olivier speaking. So now we're discussing the WSIS process. Yes, there are two projected ideas here, or proposed ideas. First part or first thing, speak about the main outcomes and then what to look out for in the future, which effectively is the way forward and the discussion on the way forward. And I suppose the discussion will not be mostly about the past. I hope that the discussion will be mostly about the future. And since we are on this, for those who are just on the call and not in the Adobe Connect room, there are three proposed panelists to take us through the main outcomes. First, Hanna Al-Hashimi, speaking about the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs,
Then Peter Major speaking about the CSTD's enhanced cooperation, well, focusing specifically on enhanced cooperation at the CSTD. And thirdly, Chengetai Masango speaking about the Internet Governance Forum's extension. Then I guess we can turn to things to say, well, what to look out for in the future and have the discussion focused primarily on the future based on this. So several questions here. First, about the proposed panelists. These are just suggested panelists, by the way. I don't believe that they have been contacted yet, and I certainly haven't contacted them yet. I don't even know whether they will be available. I do hope that they will be in Marrakesh at the time. But then also about the structuring of saying, well, first start with the main outcomes and then move with what to look out for in the future. And I realize that with 30 minutes, it's not very much time, but the main outcomes can just take a couple of minutes per person, and the future can monopolize most of those first 30 minutes. The floor is open for comments, questions, suggestions, deletions, et cetera, et cetera. And I note there is some discussion in the chat about Nigel's name in the Adobe Connect, which is irrelevant to what we're discussing at the moment. But never mind.
Olivia, this is Benny again.
Benny Markovsky, you have the floor.
What is your plan B in case these speakers, one or two or three of them are not available?
That's a very good question, Benny. Someone else wanted to come in?
Yes, Marilyn. I believe Peter Major is confirmed, and I believe Chengetai is planning on attending. So why don't we, as plan A, think about sending the invitations and then have the plan B. I agree with Benny about having a plan B, but, our first step, I think, would be the invitations. If we agree, HANA is the, it would be good to just mention again that HANA is the senior staff person who supported the ambassador from UAE that was one of the two co-facilitators. And the reason I proposed HANA is because of the region, the regional location. It doesn't have to be HANA, but I was thinking because of the regional location. So Peter is a GAC member and scheduled to attend, and Chengetai is also planning to attend. So perhaps we could nail that down and then develop our plan B after that.
Thank you for this information, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. Indeed, Hana Al-Hashimi is an expert on sustainable development based in New York in the permanent mission of the UAE to the United Nations. So most qualified to talk about sustainable development. If we have a green light, I do know that it's very highly likely that Peter will be there and Chengetai will be there. They usually are standard attendees for ICANN meetings. So it would be just a case of finding out and sending an invitation to Hana Al-Hashimi. If we can agree on sending the invitation, let's proceed forward. If we can't get her, and I guess the earlier we do this, the earlier we send an invite, mm-hmm. the faster we'll get an answer. If we have a negative reply, we can find someone else, and perhaps I could ask everyone to think of alternatives, alternative people who could speak about the sustainable development goals. Any other comments or questions on this? You will have noticed that the idea here somehow is to have different faces on our panels rather than our usual suspects who we all know. And hopefully that will attract more people and certainly attract a wider audience if we have people that we don't usually see on any of the other panels or discussions that take place in the ICANN meeting rooms. So I don't see any further hands at the moment. Bill mentions that Peter and Chengatai have been on the panel a dozen times. They might have been. Have they been on past panels of the CCWGIG? I can't quite. They might have been, yeah. There is a chance. I know Marilyn says Chengatai has not been on a panel any time recently. Okay. Any other comments on this? So are we okay with the topic? I don't see anyone speaking against it. And oh, I see Nigel Hickson's hand. So, and Nigel, your name being Nee really, really concerns me because I keep on thinking of Nee Quainer. But no, it's Nigel Hickson. Nigel, you have the floor.
I don't think I'm that distinguished at all. This is Nigel, yeah. No, I have we got on to the other points on the agenda? I just wanted to raise a point on the OECD just to clarify that I think the idea was not to look back to Seoul, but to look forward to what will be discussed at in Cancun in June. But, I mean, it's just a clarification on what was written. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for this, Nigel. And it's Olivia speaking. I do get the hint that we can then put the WISIS process part of the discussion behind us and then move on with the second part of this face-to-face session, or the third part, I guess, the debate about fragmentation versus openness with various different inputs. First, the input from the World Economic Forum, the paper which Bill Drake has drafted and has presented, but also the input on the OECD debate on this topic and perhaps other inputs. And by the way, I did just catch the Seoul thing, and so Nigel, thanks for mentioning that this should be maybe looking forward towards the next meeting, which is that Lisbon that you say?
So this is the Cancun Ministerial League.
Cancun. Okay, sorry. I don't know how that transferred from Cancun to Lisbon. There you go. So there would be this, and to keep the context and the focus in the primarily in the names and numbers side of things. So that was a suggestion. I have noticed that Bill Drake has responded on the mailing list that now he believes maybe it was not a good idea to look at fragmentation, but I note that Bill has put his hand up, so perhaps I should hand the floor over to Bill Drake.
Hi. It was not that I don't think it's a good thing to talk about. It's that I don't think we can talk about it here. So I don't see the point of having this conversation any further. 20 minutes talking about fragmentation is absurd. And there's just I have not understood the way you're framing this anyway. I said repeatedly, Olivier, that I never said I wanted to talk about the paper I wrote, and you keep putting it on here, which I don't understand. But in any event, that doesn't matter. We're not going to have any kind of real conversation about fragmentation in 20 minutes. So, again, my suggestion is drop it. And as I said in the email, you can just do the usual review of this is going on in this place and this is going on in that place and this is going on in that place. And in that context, you can do the OECD. As I said in the email, NetMundial Initiative Coordination Council will meet just prior to Marrakesh and may have something to talk about that would be of interest or amusement to some people. And there will be other developments as well to be reported on in other environments. So I'm just saying do what we always do and don't try to stretch. I don't think it's the place to do it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for this, Bill. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. So a couple of things you might have missed that we earlier Matthew was saying, well, 20 minutes is a bit too short, so we would have 30 minutes on each part of the of that session. I know 10 minutes might not be a lot more, but now you're saying, so fragmentation paper doesn't would not fit here, and we'd have plenty of discussion on the OECD and all the rest of the context. So I open the floor for other comments on this, because right now, if we take the fragmentation discussion out, I need to be told a little more, and I hope we'd have more discussions or suggestions on how to fill this this part of the session. I note, Bill, you've mentioned that the Net Mundial Initiative update could be something to add to this, but that would not bring a debate, would it? Is there any feedback to this?
Sorry, that was a question.
Go ahead, Bill.
It might bring some amusement.
So we're there for the amusement, yes. The show part, huh? Fair enough. Just a little interlude. I think these are important issues, so we do have to bring them up. Does anyone else have a comment or and rather than type it in, you know, we do have the ability to speak face to face when we will be there, but we have the ability to speak on the phone right now. So I know Matthew, you think we should stick to fragmentation, and well, Matthew Shears, you have the floor.
Yeah, I don't want to beat a dead horse here if there isn't a huge amount of support for it, but I think the topic of fragmentation, and obviously we can refer in passing in the session to the West paper, but the topic of fragmentation is particularly relevant, and I think we're seeing it at a little different levels, from policy fragmentation, addressing fragmentation, business practice fragmentation on all kinds of things. So I think there's a great opportunity for us to have a wide-ranging discussion and to engage the audience on this. So I think it's a good topic. I'd hate to see us drop it for a set of updates which aren't particularly compelling. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for this, Matthew. Next is Farzan Ebadi.
Hi, Farzan Ebadi speaking. So I totally agree with Matthew. And as I said on the mailing list, I don't think putting 30 minutes for WUTIS plus 10 process update is very wise when a topic like fragmentation to discuss. And we have given it now 20 minutes. To be honest, WUTIS plus 10 process is just kind of like an update.
Farzaneh, I'm just sorry to interrupt you. It's Olivier speaking. We have upped the amount to 30 minutes. We're having the equivalent amount on both topics. So that point was brought in earlier. The numbers that we have at the moment are just very approximate.
Okay, that's okay. I still think if you have 30 minutes for this plus, then it's too much. To be honest, people, the feedback that we get after our IG is that it's totally repetitive and there are no new insights to it. How can we bring new insights to it when we keep inviting the same people? And I don't mean the same people, the new perspectives and new topics. So you can bring the same people, but when you don't bring any new perspective, of course no one goes to mic and speaks up, because they don't really get anything out of the session. So I would say that if you want to brief them on WUTIS plus 10, and you want to have, and I also think someone from ICANN community should brief us for WUTIS plus 10. Why do we always have to have people who are in charge of those organizations that can just talk on the format and non-substantive things to talk about? Okay, thank you. That was just my point.
Thanks for this point, Farzaneh. So Olivier speaking. Are there any reactions to the points we've now heard from Matthew and Farzaneh? Matthew, your hand is still up. Do you wish to speak further? All right, so the hand has been put down. Any other thoughts?
Bill Drake.
Well, look, I mean, you know, Chengatai and Peter are doing important things. We all like them. We all think that it's good to have updates or mentions that these things are happening. But, you know, I have to agree with Farzana that, you know, we have done this multiple times. And a lot of it is process. And there's a small number of policy wonks who participated in ICANN, who also participate in these other spaces, who are interested in what's happening with the latest committee meeting and draft and zero draft and other. A lot of the ICANN community, as far as I can tell, just doesn't care about this stuff that much. And the feedback I have gotten, as far as Anna says, repeatedly from colleagues was that, you know, they were rather bored during long recaps of that kind of stuff. And so if we're proposing to spend another 30 minutes on that, saying, okay, CSTD is going to be the WCSIS will be rebooted, and the WCSIS is over. It actually is over. I mean, there's follow-up if you want to talk about action lines and stuff like that. But, you know, it's just not, I think, what a lot of people in this community are really jazzed about. Well, it is over, Marilyn. There's a process. Of course, it's a continuous process, and somebody can always complain and raise a thing and blah, 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 blah. But in terms of the big outcome, you know, the main deliverable, the thing that everybody worried about all last year, didn't happen. It's good to tell people that. It's good to tell people why that happened. And it's good to say what to expect going forward and what to keep an eye on. But I think that can be done fairly concisely. I don't understand spending the first 30 minutes of the session about it. But if, you know, I also am not interested in debating the point. I mean, if somebody else really feels strongly that this is what we ought to do, I'm not going to sit here and butt heads over it. To me, it's just not that interesting, and I'll probably be on Facebook like everybody else. If that means that we end up with, you know, okay, 30 minutes maybe, we could say something about fragmentation and openness and what's going on in the larger environment, maybe so. But it somehow strikes me that the sense of balance is not quite there. We're a little bit Coriana Scotty in my view. But whatever keeps peace in the house, I'm ready to roll with. Last point, Olivier, I don't know why you think Wu Zhen cannot be talked about. But if I'm anywhere near a microphone, I very well may say something about Wu Zhen. Because the fact of the matter is that two of the largest countries in the world are actively pursuing policy orientations that are fragmentary in their implications. And this is an emerging reality that people are going to have to get their heads around what it means, and to pretend that we can't say something about it because Fadi got himself in a controversy. You know, I don't want to talk about Fadi and the council of the Wu Zhen. Who cares? It's a planning thing. The point is what the Chinese and the Russians and others are doing in the world now that impacts the internet. I think that people in ICANN might want to talk about that because it is kind of in the news and things like that. So anyway, I've rambled on. I've had a very long day. My father-in-law died. I'm a little bit distraught and confused. So I'll stop. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for this intervention, Bill. Are there any other comments or responses on any of the points that Bill has made?
It's Marilyn. Can I, and Robin may want to comment as well. The WCSIN conference, I think there's two aspects to the WCSIN conference. One is what the conference is about and what it proposes. And two, the controversy that has been raised within the ICANN community about actions taken by the present and outgoing CEO. And Matthew Fasano, myself, a few others on this list were just recently in a meeting, an intersessional meeting, where concerns were raised about Fadi's actions. Rather than talking about Fadi's actions, if we're talking about the intent of the conference, then, or the intent of the initiative, perhaps I would say, and the intent of other similar initiatives, but those that are going in other directions, I think that could be a very important discussion. But yes, Bill, I fully agree. What Fadi did or said is not the topic. The topic of the conference and whether it and other conferences like it, initiatives, I would say, like it, are raising concerns, I think that is a part of a fragmentation discussion.
Okay, thanks for this, Marilyn. It's Olivier speaking. So several points have been mentioned here. First, the point that Bill made regarding the WESIS plus 10 part of the proposed agenda, being the same people and the repetition and not being particularly exciting for people in ICANN. And then secondly, I think there was quite a discussion on the WUSN conference topic itself. I'd be inclined, first on the WUSN thing, I note in the chat that Robin Gross mentions that it sounds a bit like censorship on saying, well, we're not going to be talking about the WUSN conference because of its sensitivity. And I think the concern is that if we end up in a discussion just about what Fadi is doing, I don't see this as being constructive at all, especially since this will take place on a Thursday, which is, isn't it the last day that Fadi will be the CEO of ICANN? I mean, talking about the past rather than looking at the future, I just have a concern that we end up in this hole, if you want, that would waste everyone's time. Now, that said, if we have good moderation, we can always come out of that and say, well, look, you know, we're interested in the topics and the, what we need to do for the future. We're not interested in the individual, what individuals do and whatever, you know, mistakes or errors or what, where, how they run their life and stuff. So I'm open to having the WUSN conference. And of course, if that's an important part of the fragmentation debate, then yes, please, we need to include this in there. That's all fine. Bill, you have raised your hand. Is that a new hand? And that's, I totally agree with what you said, Bill. The issue is not Fadi. The issue is what's going on in the policy environment that affects fragmentation. So fair enough. So I think we've got an understanding here. I haven't seen anyone speak against that. I note that Matthew shares, agrees also, and or also points in that direction, and Marilyn Kate also is agreeing that we need to be looking at, that it's important to speak about the WUSN conference. So, look, in the interest that I do know that, fine, we've got these two topics. Some are saying, oh, there's really interest in the first one. Others are saying there's no interest in the first topic. Some are saying there's a lot of interest in the second topic. I think everyone agrees that there is a lot of interest in the second topic. So we'd certainly be keeping the fragmentation discussions. And as far as the WESIS plus 10 process is concerned, what I would suggest for this, for the Marrakesh meeting then, is that we do give an equal amount of time to both, but we leave it to the moderator to certainly, or maybe we even have a timekeeper that after the first 20, 25 minutes or so mark, if they see the audience dozing off and things not really being particularly exciting, get them to move on to the second topic so as to give a bit more time to the second topic than what's
what's allocated and play it by ear, basically. But then what we can have is to have a feedback sheet at the end of the or even a question regarding feedback from the audience at the end of the session and say, well, which part did you feel more interested in? Did you feel more interested in an update, or did you feel more interested in the debate? Not that we're giving marks to the two, you know, out of 10 or anything, but just for us to get a better feeling of what our audience is interested in and our participants are interested in. We certainly have been traditionally providing updates to people in the room who otherwise might not have had updates, but I guess most people who would be in the room are interested in those things, so they might even know what we're talking about already. But we certainly have not had a big part of debates and discussions on mm-hmm. topics like the fragmentation and openness in the past. So that I think would be a new thing that we can introduce. So keeping the mix of the two for this Marrakesh meeting, and then taking lessons learned from Marrakesh in designing the session we'll have in the next ICAM meeting. And if there is no interest or low interest in the updates, then maybe we can provide the updates in writing to people who come in the face-to-face, in the session, in the public session, by having a handout or something, and focusing on a debate. We'll see. How does that fly with everyone? Dead silence. I hope that's not what we're going to have in the main room. It's not flying, says Bill. It's all right for Farzaneh. It's crawling. Engine failure. Great. I really feel so impressed with this working group. Look, we can't just the problem that I have at the moment is that we have no consensus in our group as to whether we want the WSIS process or not. I think we have consensus on whether we want to have a debate on fragmentation, because I've seen interest from everyone here, and I haven't heard anyone speak against it. So why not have the substantive discussion first and then the update second? That's a good point, Bill. Maybe we could have that. Maybe we could start. The only reason why I thought we would start perhaps with the updates is because we do have these three panelists who might not, who might have to run out afterwards. If they're not interested in the topic of fragmentation versus openness. The other concern being that if we have the debate first, we will have to cut the debate short at some point and say, oh, and now we're going to have some updates.
Yeah, look, even if we cut, it's Marilyn. Even if
Marilyn Tate.
My observation is it always takes us 5 to 10 minutes to get settled, introductions done. So let's say we allocate 20 minutes for the first session on getting the updates out of the way instead of 30 minutes, recognizing that the, I can't remember what time we're starting, but my experience with all of us is people don't get settled down. So do the updates first, then do the substantive discussion. This idea that you're going to have a debate, I think you really got to have a discussion rather than a debate. Debate puts many people from developing countries who perhaps might not be as authorized as some of you individually are in a difficult situation. If you use the term discussion, they're more able to express their points of view. And while I respect the fact that some of you carry a portfolio that says, go to the microphone and punch, 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 that's not where most of the community is. Most of the community is still trying to learn about fragmentation.
Okay, thanks for this, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. So, point taken. Let's call this discussion about fragmentation versus openness. Let's have the various inputs, including... So, Nigel, I will have to ask you on this. The OECD discussion on this topic, is that past or is that coming up in Cancun?
Yes. I'll just clarify now because we're running out of time. So, I mean, it simply, I think, the way that Bill Drake had helpfully framed it before, the OECD ministerial is in June this year in Cancun. It will be looking at the economics of the Internet society. It will be looking at such issues as openness and the use of the Internet for innovation, growth, prosperity, jobs, etc. Not without controversy on certain issues, but I think it's worth flagging. I mean, I can provide the right wording for the agenda eventually, but it's not Seoul. Seoul was in 2008.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivia speaking. So let's frame it with the Cancun meeting. Let's keep it as the context and the names and numbers. Bill, I don't even know if I should ask Bill. on this thing, I mean, I see that the various inputs that we have here, including the Weizhen conference, I'm not an absolute expert on the input from OECD and the context and names. I do know about the context and names and numbers, but we just need to have a small group that would be focusing on how to conduct that discussion so as to give it a bit of shape. And the way that I was seeing it was that we could just have a quick 2 minutes presentation of what the different inputs are, what the different things are, and then launch the debate on this. I'm sorry, launch the discussion on this. Oof, should tap myself on the hand for this. Anyone else on the call? That's a good point, Bill. Anybody else on the call has a view on these, on what we have currently on the screen? So reduction of the WISIS plus 10 process to 20 minutes would give us more time for the discussion on fragmentation and openness. This is a 9 a.m. session. We will try and start as early as 9 a.m., which does mean that, in a way, the GAC high-level meeting takeaway, which is 5 minutes, might be in a room that is not fully loaded with people yet. But hopefully, as time passes, we will have more people coming in the room. Or maybe there will be tons of people in the room. Who knows? But it is 75 minutes, so that takes us well past 10 a.m., and that will be right in the middle of the discussion on fragmentation.
Actually, it's Marilyn. I haven't had a chance to look at this, but the issue is not always what time we start, but what else is going on at the same time.
Okay, well understood, Marilyn, and I don't have an answer for you on this. The agendas are not ready yet. Okay, and then we have our face-to-face working group session. The one subject topic was the WISIS Forum workshop preparation. Are there any suggestions for other topics? And at this point, I'm just going to ask for topics, and then we can take it up next week and expand on those topics, or even expand on the topics in the mailing list.
Yes, Marilyn, I have a topic.
Go ahead, Marilyn.
I want to talk about the purpose of the working group and our effectiveness in providing guidance to the board and the senior staff on IG issues, since that was what we were set up to do, and right now it doesn't seem to be working very well.
Okay, thanks for this suggestion. We'll add it to the list. Anybody else? Are there any other topics to add to this? So I note that for the time being, these are two topics of primarily just working group arrangement, I guess. Not actual policy discussions, but more like how are we going to work? Is there any policy discussion that we should have face-to-face within the working group?
Olivia, it's Marilyn again.
I'm
not just suggesting we talk about how we're going to work, but how we are effective in providing input. And so I'll just give an example that although the Net Mundial was decided by Fadi in his individual capacity, we, the CCWGIG, went to work and provided a town hall to provide some input that was reflected then. I think we need to be asking ourselves, what's the purpose of this cross-community working group on internet governance? And particularly as we have a new CEO coming in, how do we see our role of at least providing principles or directional statement, or, you know, why are we spending our time, and how's what we're doing? Woo, how is what we are doing being reflected into the actions and directions that ICANN is taking? I learned after the fact that two board members accompanied Fadi to the WASAN conference. I'm kind of interested in what's the since that conference was all about IG, I'm interested in what the messages are that come out of this working group that help to guide and inform the board and the senior staff when they engage in internet governance, not to dictate it, but to guide it.
Okay, thanks for this, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. Should we ask for Tarek to be in the room on this, or do you wish to have, I certainly see support in the chat for your suggestion, or perhaps have some members of the board in the room and invite them to be in that face-to-face meeting so as to be able to discuss this? And the reason why I'm saying this is because we have already had this discussion among ourselves in the past, and I'm just trying to see, I think we are past the stage of discussing this among ourselves. Really, first, I'd like to get an idea of how staff sees this and how the board sees the working group, because if we are saying, well, we are going to do this and we are going to do that, and yet there is no then there is no discussion with the interested parties, we really are wasting our time. So perhaps we need to move a bit further on this in our next call, but that's a worthy discussion that we can add to the WESIS Forum workshop preparation topic, and that would certainly be able to fill the, I don't know what is the amount of time we have in our face-to-face working group session, that will certainly fill this. I'm a bit reticent to have three or four or five topics in our face-to-face meeting. And with this, noting we are 3 minutes beyond the end of the official time, we go into any other, let's go into any other business, and a quick update on the OECD meeting preparation from Nigel Hickson.
Olivia, this is Nigel. I think really I did that when I just mentioned that the ministerial is taking place. There will be representation from the technical community, the business community, civil society, and the unions. We sit round the table and discuss the preparation for this together. There'll be a ministerial statement that's being prepared and agreed at the moment. We would hope that our new CEO might possibly be able to speak at the ministerial, depending on timing and things like that. And obviously, I can provide updates to the group and as we go along. And when we get to the stage of writing speeches or anything, we can obviously concur as we've done before. But I think that was the gist of it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nigel, for this. And seeing that there is some discussion in the chat, we will probably have to continue this discussion on the debate on the face-to-face session in the next call. But in the meantime, in the interest of the fact that everyone has to go to other calls as well, I would like to thank you all for being on this call. We have made some progress on this. I'll try and see with the recording and maybe a few notes where we are and follow up on the mailing list where we are on our Marrakesh meeting agendas. Any other business from anyone? Indeed, I note that Marilyn mentions we need to hear all the views from the other CCWG on IG members, and I hope that they will provide some input on the mailing list if they're unable to make it to the call. In the meantime, it's 5 minutes past 1800 UTC, so I'd like to thank all of you for being on this call, and this call is now adjourned. Next call, by the way, is going to be next week. We'll have a doodle again. Same sort of timings as this week. Do we have any, I might have spoken a bit too early, do we have any days that an event is taking place where nobody can make it?
Are you talking about next week?
Next week, yeah.
Nigel and Vinny and I, and just looking at the list, at least the WSIS Plus 10, the ITU WSIS Plus 10 working group, I think is going to be extremely sensitive. There are other dates next week where there is availability, but the WSIS Plus 10 ITU meeting, I think, is the one that's most important. But I see that maybe Bill and Judith are not available. To me, COP is not that critical, but that's Tuesday, and I see Bill and Judith are not available then. So I guess we just have to do a we may have to move it to the following week.
Thank you for this, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. I'm just a bit concerned that time is ticking, and we do need to finalize our Marrakesh meeting agenda. But if we can come to consensus on the mailing list, that doesn't put pressure on us to have a call next week, and we can certainly have a call starting on the week of the 22nd of February. I note that Monday next week, the Monday the 15th, is President's Day, so that's a U.S. holiday. That Tuesday to Thursday, Bill Drake is unavailable. Others are unavailable at random on other days as well. Next week looks like it's a bit hard. So maybe the week after. Look, let's do a doodle. We're going to do a doodle for the 2 weeks. So with a sprinkling of days on the week of the 15th and a sprinkling of days on the week of the 22nd. And if there are really so many people who are not able to make it to the next week's call, then we'll have the call on the week of the 22nd. And that will probably be the easiest way to find out. And with this, thanks very much for being on this call, and speak to you very soon. This call is now adjourned. Goodbye.